Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today is the one-year anniversary of our simulcast with SNY, and it's been nothing but smooth sailing.
What's your favorite thing about SNY, Craig? No answer.
What?
What's your favorite thing about our relationship with SNY?
Well, I love the fact that we get to go on before and sometimes after New York Met games.
That's right. First place Met games, eight games up, baby.
Yeah. Listen, I think we owe a lot of our recent rating success to our partnership with SNY.
We do.
That's what they wrote to me.
Okay.
They handed me the script. They gave me bullet points. They said throughout the next 2 hours, if you could just read off a couple of these bullet points, we would really appreciate
what
that.
What else you got?
Boy, the leadership at SNY has been unmatched by my previous experiences with a simulcasted show.
I can't speak on that. Is that true?
It's a bullet point.
Oh, okay.
It says it. It's just a bullet point, man. I'm a good employee. I do what I'm asked to do. No complaints. I just do it. I'm a soldier. Boom, 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 boom. Here's William in Manhattan. William, what's going on?
Hey, congratulations on the 1 year.
Oh, yeah. First by the way, I'm looking right now at the door expecting it to open with a big 1 year anniversary cake. No, no, no.
They should have done that. I leave a Met sign.
Hold on. Let me just slide over to the left a little more here. Yeah, no.
Do you see it?
No.
The good news is I am bringing in mint chocolate chip ice cream for us, okay?
Well, I think that's fantastic.
Isn't that a good little victory, little minor victory, little tiny victory?
There we go. Yeah, very exciting.
You got to do vanilla chocolate chip.
Well, shut your mouth. I'm just kidding. What do you got, William? What do you got?
All right. Yeah. So I know this is not very popular here, and some people might get offended by this. Yeah. But in our Latin culture, cockfighting is very big. You got to train the cocks. You bet money and you win money. You lose money, you win. That's the betting event.
That's right.
What do you think? Is this a sport?
It's a sport for the Roosters. It ain't a sport for us. Is that not fair to say? Like, the Roosters are competing. They are the ones going at it. There's a winner, there's a loser. Usually the loser's dead. In fact, I think every time the loser's dead. But for you or for I, we're not competing in it. It's a bunch of Roosters trying to bite each other's faces off.
Well, do you remember the story of Hector Cruz? Oh, he hung up. I wish I would have kept him on there. Hector Cruz was if I have the story right, because this goes back about 5 years now, was a New York City teacher, but he also referred to himself as the Bird King.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a Bronx, underground cockfighting ring.
Right.
Which, believe it or not, as shocking as this may be, illegal.
Oh, I'm stunned.
Yeah, illegal. Illegal.
I'm stunned by that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
No.
No, it's against the rules.
Well, since you've got chickens, have you thought about it? Forget it, I'm not even.
By the way, I do have chickens.
No, I know.
But we don't know if they're roosters or not yet.
That's true.
Because I don't know how to check for the penis. No one taught me that.
You haven't Googled that yet?
I was going to Google it, but it's too late. I'm scared of them now.
That's a weird thing to Google. Like, what do you Google? How do I find
There's a way to
penis?
Sex the chicken. When they're babies, like when they're chicks. I assume you hold them upside down. There's something to look for. But I don't know.
But how do you Google? Like, what do you write into
sexing a chicken?
Sexing? Like S-E-X-I-N-G?
I mean, don't do it on a work computer.
Sexing.
Excuse me. But yeah, I think it's called sexing a chicken.
You're right.
Right?
It's called Vensex. Okay, hold on.
Well, that might be a different website. I'm not sure what site you're on, buddy.
No, it's called chick sexing.
Yeah.
It's the method of distinguishing the sex of the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also known as venting, involves. I assume
you hold the chicken upside down and you look for something.
No, I see what you're supposed to do. I got to be honest with you.
I'm not doing it.
I don't feel comfortable reading it.
Yo, don't read it.
I'm not reading it.
If you ever come over my place, you could try it if you want.
You got to do what?
Yeah, I'm not.
Out of the chicken?
No. I'm not doing anything. I'm just waiting for the chicken to lay an egg. If it doesn't lay an egg, rooster.
That's what I'm confused by. Yeah. Did you buy chickens for the purpose of laying eggs?
I bought the chickens.
So wouldn't you have a problem with someone who sold you roosters?
No, but he didn't know what they were either.
You theoretically could have 80 roosters.
In theory, I have eight roosters, but they'll kill each other. As I'm told, I don't know this to be factual. I've never done it before. But the guy said, you probably got all hens, but we'll find out. Because if you have one rooster, all good, except that the eggs are fertilized, which I have no interest in at all. I just want eggs to eat eggs, right? If you have two roosters, it's a problem.
If you have two roosters, you've got a sport in your backyard, according to our last caller.
Here's the thing.
What?
It's not even that the roosters go after each other. They apparently have an insatiable sex drive.
Oh, really?
And they bleep the hens to death.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Like, I can't have that in my
hands. So what are you going to do?
So you wait until August for me, because, we got them, they were chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And by August, they should be laying eggs.
Yeah, but maybe you should.
So you try to find the one that never lays an egg that's a rooster, and you eat them.
Or you could do chick sexing, in which you find out by taking your fingers...
No. Just stop. Okay. Just stop.
I'm just saying this is what you're supposed to do.
No, I'm not doing it.
So you're just going to wait, and there could be casualties if
we're going to be just fine.
No, you'll be just fine, but that poor chicken may not be fine.
You know what it costs to buy a live chicken?
Do you know what it costs to basically die because the rooster is a little horned up?
So once I figure out if I have two roosters, I either eat them or I trade them in.
So either way, they're dead.
Dude, no, I bring them back to a chicken farm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a chicken costs to buy?
How much?
$3.
Okay.
It ain't like I'm buying a dog from the pound for $500. I'm buying a $3 bird that can't fly more than 5 feet.
I think you should sex them just to make sure you know what you're dealing with.
No, you just want to read to me how to sex a chicken, and I don't want to hear
it. It's fascinating.
Aaron Boone just said that Araldis Chapman is likely going on the IL, but the Aggies are waiting another day to make that final decision.
Put him on the IL, dude.
Why are we waiting another day?
There's no reason not to. Like, he hasn't been the same guy. Okay, it's the middle of May, despite their recent losing streak. Yeah. They still have the best record in baseball. Why even mess around? Yeah. Just get them on the IL.
I agree. It's stupid. Like, you invented a problem that doesn't exist. There's nothing wrong with his Achilles.
No.
He's not pitching well. So sit him down for 10 days.
I think there may be physically something wrong with him.
I live in this weird world that a lot of people don't live in. So I'm just walking through it very quickly.
Yes, of course.
I live in a world of Western science, medical science, and technology. Right. It's a strange place to live. And when we use that technology to determine if a guy has an injury or not, and the technology, which is totally objective, doesn't have a dog in the fight.
Right.
When the technology comes back and says, there's nothing wrong.
Right.
There's nothing wrong.
Not necessarily, because then you're accusing the patient of lying if they feel any kind of pain.
Psychosomatic.
No. But isn't it possible, and I'm sure a lot of people have had this for things that are very unrelated to baseball, where you feel something wrong.
Yeah.
And you go to a doctor, and they can't tell you what's wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a while for them to find out
what's
wrong.
There's a name for that, and you don't like it.
You're saying it's all made up.
It's called the DeGrom.
No, it's not the DeGrom. By the way.
Five clean MRIs.
By the way.
But I can't pitch.
Jacob DeGrom was hurt this year, so you're wrong.
That's this
year. By the way, John Heyman, on his little podcast he's got, says,
Mets are hoping for a late June return from Jacob deGrom.
That's
I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I don't see it. But just because an MRI doesn't show something wrong with Aroldis Chapman's Achilles,
yeah,
or in Jake's case, Jacob deGrom's injuries last year, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's the point of the Western medicine.
Yeah, but you're assuming
it's not like a shaman going, ooh,
but it's not.
There's nothing wrong with you.
100%.
No, it is. Though.
No, it's not. Sometimes it'll
That's
peak
what the
off
machines
on.
Do.
No, you're wrong.
They view the insides of your body and they tell you if you have something wrong.
Text your friend Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
And ask him, why are you lying about Chapman's nothing's wrong with him?
Because that's after 4 o'clock. I can't reach
him. Okay,
you.
Wait till tonight or wait till tomorrow
I
morning.
I won't get him till tomorrow.
And
but
tell your
tomorrow.
Buddy what yeah. you're telling me right now that yeah. you believe there's nothing wrong and they're all lying and they're all making it up. Go ahead.
I have no problem doing that.
No, I want you to because I'm curious what he's going to say back.
Yeah,
he may block you.
He'll never block me because he loves me.
Or tell you to go bleep yourself.
What's next? He's got taintitis. The MRI came back clean, but he swears his taint hurts. Okay, sure he does. Whatever you say.
Jacob deGrom turned out to be right. Because
excuse you. No, I'm not letting you get away with that.
Why?
Last year, he was not right.
Really? He didn't have a partially torn UCL?
He denies it, and to this day denies it. That was one guy said it, Sandy Alderson. And the MRI, we were told
so
now.
So he didn't pitch at
did
all
they lie
for
to us?
No reason.
Now I'll say this. We may have been lied to. I'll accept that. But we were told 5 times, clean MRI.
Yeah, because he kept reporting different things wrong with him. And I don't think it's possible
I think that's called
all
Munchausen
of these,
syndrome.
Stop.
Is that Munchausen?
All of these athletes are just making up injuries. That's not the case. Like, it's not an exact science.
What's more? Isn't that Munchausen?
No, I believe Munchausen is when, like, a family member, such as a parent.
Munchausen's through proxy, it's called.
Yeah.
Munchausen through proxy.
Okay.
In
oh,
which
yeah, you're right.
You're looking for attention through someone else's pain and suffering.
Oh, so maybe you're right, Craig. Maybe you're right.
Craig is right. I'm actually trying to say that. Yeah,
no,
Munchausen.
Right.
What you're talking about is Munchausen through proxy. We're
by
like
proxy.
The person
by
who's
not
taking...
through proxy. By proxy.
Oh, I'm saying right. that my son, my daughter, my
right.
wife.
So you're looking for the compassion based on you taking care of that
I
person.
I want compassion as a caretaker.
Right.
But Munchausen syndrome is I want it for me.
I think so.
Right?
You have to double check that, but
What's
I think so.
What's the one when you fall in love with your captor?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
That's completely different.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had those right. That's from Die Hard 1.
You see, I just, as soon as I Google Munchausen, it says disorder imposed on another.
So then what's Munchausen?
Previously called Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
Oh, so what's
now
that?
Just called Munchausen.
Oh, okay, so it's the same thing.
I mean, that's
so
what
it
the
seems
Mayo
like you're,
says,
I think Evan's probably right that when you're doing it because you claim someone else has it, like there are these sick people that claim, God forbid, but their kids have cancer,
right.
and they want attention for caring for a sick kid,
right.
but there ain't nothing wrong with the kid.
Right, and so you're the
That's
one
the
getting the compassion.
One.
Yes. Well, he's saying now it's referred to just simply as Munchausen. Like, that's how they call it.
Like so the cheese, though?
I guess it's
the same thing?
That would be Munster. It's Munster cheese, not Munchausen.
It's not sweet Munchausen cheese?
It's Munster cheese.
I like that sweet Munster, though. I'll tell
you
that.
So your use of the word Munchausen was completely off.
Well, first off, I thought it was a cheese.
No, but you're
secondly,
use
no,
of...
Jake deGrom has Munchausers.
Who's getting compassion for his injuries?
Not by proxy, directly.
So what is Aroldis Chapman getting compassion for?
Well, now here's what's interesting about that. We don't know yet.
We're going to figure that out.
We're going to figure it out.
Look, I agree that sometimes when guys are struggling, you look for reasons to shut the guy down. To give that guy a break. But also, if an athlete's complaining about something not feeling right, even if an MRI comes out clean, you got to trust their word on
it. Now, when you put it, just so I understand this right, if you put a guy in the 10-day, you can make it retro to the last start?
So with pitchers, it's actually...
Or last appearance, pardon
With
me.
Pitchers, it's a 15-day deal. They move back to 15 days.
From the last appearance.
From his last appearance, retroactively.
So he's at 3 days in now, I guess, right?
His last performance was...
Is it three? I think
Sunday.
It's three.
He pitched Sunday, right?
So 2 days. 2 days. So in theory, you'd go with him 2 weeks, you'd be out.
You'd be out without 2 weeks.
I mean, no big loss.
Well, no, it is a big loss in terms of this bullpen now is not as deep as what it was a week and a half ago, but you got to be smart. If he's not pitching well and he's complaining about some kind of discomfort, why would you push it now in late May? It wouldn't make any sense.
I'm with you. I have no problem if you want to put him on the DL, IL, whatever it is. That's fine. But let's not invent the Achilles problem when there isn't one. That's
well, but you can't. Definitively say there's nothing physically wrong.
Well,
with him.
Again,
you can't.
The MRI
told
me. I mean,
you can say it, but then you look like an ass.
No, no. But I'm basing it on the MRI. I'm not saying
it's not.
Like, I'm not in the middle of my night of the night going, huh, I think he's inventing
You've never been to a doctor where something's wrong and they can't find out what it is? Like, that's never happened to you? Ever?
I've had something wrong with me, and they acknowledge there's something wrong, but they didn't diagnose it correctly. I've had that. Yes.
And plus, the we didn't get to read the MRI. Like we don't know specifically what they saw from the MRI.
We
wouldn't
know how to read it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So then how are you diagnosing him as having nothing wrong with him? You just said nothing's wrong with
him. Because the doctor said that.
No, the doctor didn't say anything.
He said there's nothing wrong with
him. When did the doctor talk to the media? Show me the clips.
The quote was, we did an MRI, there's nothing wrong with him.
Is Aaron Boone a doctor?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he might
be. Dr. Boone was saying that they found nothing structurally wrong.
Yeah, which means the doctor told him that.
Yeah, but you're saying that an athlete's literally making up an injury.
That's right.
I can't go with that. I'm sorry. I don't even like Aroldis Chapman. But I can't just let you say ridiculous things without a
but
little bit of
pushback. If a doctor said the MRI is clean, it's not ridiculous.
The doctor said nothing.
The doctor told Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone told us. You know the game.
Yeah, and Aaron Boone is saying we're going to call it.
You think the doctor said I found something? Aaron Boone just said, no, you didn't?
No. Right, but what I'm saying is you're accusing a baseball player of making up an injury.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's
you're accusing Jacob deGrom of making up 5 injuries.
When he had a
1.0, you didn't. The guy had a 1.08 ERA. Why would he make up injuries?
I think we call that a W where I come from.
No W, sir.
Here's Maggie in Jersey on the fan. Maggie, how are you? Hi, Maggie.
Hello. Can you hear me?
If you keep talking, we'll keep listening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's a yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I was listening. I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
I didn't think I'd get on the phone this fast, actually.
Okay.
I was listening to the show, and then you started talking about chickens and roosters. And so I'm a teacher in Staten Island, but I live in Morganville. And I have chickens and goats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when you buy the chickens, usually they'd be sexed already. There's certain breeds that are already sexed.
Yeah.
And so the person you're buying them from, they can tell you if they're hens or roosters.
Yeah, I bought it from I didn't even buy them. A buddy of mine gave me the chickens. He had like 50 chickens on his farm, and he was making new chickens. So he grabbed 8 chickens and he put them in a box for me, and I took them home.
That's awesome. And so you don't have to wait to see if they lay an egg. That's what I was calling to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know after like maybe 2 or 3 months, you'll see the difference in the feathers.
Yeah.
And also like their like stature, and also they'll grow this thing on the top of their head.
Let me ask you a question. Is there really a cock of the walk?
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Is there such a thing as the cock of the walk?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, does the rooster kind of strut around like he's a badass?
Oh, yes, he definitely does.
Like,
And also, like, having 2 roosters doesn't always mean that they'll fight. Like, I've had roosters that don't fight, but then if they are raised together, they usually don't.
Got it.
But if you introduce another rooster, yeah, then they kind of do fight.
Got it. All right. So when do I find out if I've got roosters or hens? When does that happen?
Got to check out the feathers,
she said. You'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell, like, by just the difference in the type of, like, the body structure.
Okay.
And also, if you have a rooster, that doesn't mean you can't eat the eggs. As long as you take the eggs every day.
Right. No, I know what you're right. If you don't incubate them, you can eat them. You're not going to have a little baby chicken in there because you're eating them the next day. Right.
Right.
I got it.
Right,
all right, Maggie. Well, wish me good luck. I'm going to do my best, okay?
All right. Bye.
And I appreciate your call. There you go. A lot of people. We have a lot of people in our audience who know a lot of things about chickens and roosters.
We have a lot of people in our audience that know a lot about everything.
We have a guy working for Nabisco. We got a chicken guy.
Any subject we can bring up, there will be a human being listening who says, "Hi, I'm sorry, I'm an expert on that."
By the way, happy 1-year anniversary, Evan.
Thank you.
On SNY.
I got you ice cream. Do you like it?
What's our anniversary on the radio?
November
9th?
9th, yes.
November 9th to be 2 years?
I believe so, yeah.
So we really haven't been together even for a year and a half yet.
Right.
No, yeah, we're at a year and a half.
All right, so yeah, here's a
imagine
cheers.
Being number one already. It's only been 18 months.
Cheers to you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah,
cheers.
No, it's great. Our ice cream's delicious.
Oh, wait, did you want some?
It's fantastic.
Oh, man, I forgot about you guys.
It's okay.
Sorry,
it's
man.
Okay. No, it's all about you.
You want some of my mint chip?
No, it's not the Carton Roberts, Loogie, and Mac show.
Yeah.
It's Carton Roberts. You guys enjoy your ice cream.
We'll lick the bowl when you're done with it. Don't worry.
Why don't you guys come get a spoon?
No,
you can
please.
Pick out of my mint chip.
It's not
necessary. We'll all pick out of
any of mine.
That's okay. We expected that.
Not sharing it.
Come on in. You want to have some mint chip?
No, I'm good.
We can stick a candle in it.
Mint chocolate chip is actually a disgusting flavor.
Excuse me?
I agree.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Hey, by the way.
Crazy.
Boomer and Gio did something today, which I have to applaud them on.
Oh, really? You're going to compliment the morning show?
It was one of the... Yeah.
No!
It was one of the great, like, pump fakes that I've ever seen in this building.
Tell me.
So Boomer's very close with the guys at Citarella, who do a really great job, you know, produce, meat, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm. And they do mail order, catalogs, whatever, right? So he got a delivery today of meat, raw meat, to take home for a Memorial Day barbecue and whatever the case may be, right?
All right.
So he got a big freezer box of burgers. He got a freezer box of tomahawk steaks, like good quality stuff, right? So they pulled the pump fake on everybody that works in the newsroom. And I don't know if it was Boomer, Greg, or Al. I know Jerry's sick again.
Again, geez.
Oh, that show's sick nonstop. It's crazy. They took the styrofoam freezer boxes, which are labeled on them burgers, tomahawks, etc.
Right.
And they put it out in the newsroom. Now, if you put a slice of pizza out in the newsroom, 17 people come. Is there a slice?
Right.
I heard there's a slice. You could imagine what happened today when people got wind of the fact that there's boxes out there that are labeled tomahawks.
Oh, so people were thinking there were actually tomahawks in there?
Yeah.
They open it up and it's empty?
Empty.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Was one of the victims who got really excited to see nothing in there? You?
No. I was at
it was.
I was here very early today, and I left the building and came back.
No, hold on.
Hold on.
What are Craig loves himself food, and he really likes free food. So when he sees a box that says tomahawk, listen, we all know how much you love that, and I respect that.
Are you asking if I opened the box?
You walked over, and you peacocked, and you said, here we go, tomahawk time, and you opened it. And you saw nothing.
Yeah.
And it ruined your Tuesday.
Well, I would say this. Did I open the box? I might have. But one of the great pump fakes of all time is because they could have put them in the garbage. There's a garbage just on the other side of the table.
Right.
Or your counter, whatever it is. But they left it out. You know how many people I've seen in the last hour open up those boxes?
Yes.
And close them?
You three different times.
Yeah, I did go back and check.
Thinking the result would be different.
I thought maybe they were invisible tomahawks.
To be fair, there are free ice packs in there. If anybody wants an ice pack, they can take that home. Those refreeze.
So I will give them credit. Craig, again, I'm assuming it was Boomer delegating that to someone on the staff.
May I ask?
But well played, sir.
May I ask a question?
Of course.
Isn't it possible they were just lazy and didn't throw it out?
No. I don't
know.
Like you're saying, why give them credit for the pump?
I'm asking a question. I don't know the answer.
You.
I'm just asking a question.
It's a fair question.
Isn't it possible that they would just, since everybody's been sick anyway, that they were just lazy and
they are sick all the time.
I'm not going to throw this out. I'll leave it over here. Someone else will throw it out. That it wasn't this clever ruse. It was just, you know, lazy.
I guess so, yeah. Is it possible? Yes. Possibly. But I'd rather give them credit for the pump fake.
Okay.
Because I've checked those boxes a couple times.
I know, yeah.
And every time I check, there's nothing in them. One of them even says, like, how many tomahawk steaks are in the box.
You just pray there's a different result one of these days.
I was thinking maybe Citarella sent that for us for our one-year anniversary, and it just got here early. So Boomer took it because he knows the Citarella guys, that's all. Guess I was wrong, though. Here's Bill and Ronkonkoma on the fan. Bill, what's going on?
Oh, perfect timing on it to take my call. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
I was wanted to call last week because with Evan not wanting to dress up as with the judges' chambers with you guys when you were going to go to the Yankee game.
Right.
And since I've been on waiting for to talk to you guys, man, talk about the guy who broke code. I mean, he's throwing you under the bus with the wave and all this stuff just going after it. Now he forgets Tommy and Big Mac on the mint ice cream. I'm saying, like, first, how did you survive a year on SNY with him? I mean, it's just amazing.
Great
and I just
question.
Wanted to say congratulations.
Why am I getting all the blame for this?
Well, I think, you know, let's take it as it comes, Evan. It's deserved.
All of it?
Yeah.
Maybe some of it.
Sorry, Evan. I just have a question. If Uncle Craig, you can walk us down a little history. Can you tell us the origin of the My Man Pots and Pans? Because I tried to explain it to somebody, and yeah. I didn't do it with Craig Hart and justice, and I really appreciate it. Congratulations,
well,
you guys, on your year.
Thank you very, very much. This really...
My pleasure, my pleasure.
I don't know how to... I mean, it's a term I heard growing up. So I, you know, it's like you are what your surroundings are sometimes, right? So growing up on the very, very mean, tough streets of the Fort Apache Bronx until we moved to the extraordinarily tough, mean streets of New Rochelle, the Queen City by the Sound, mind you. Sure. This was just a phrase that I heard from the men that were playing cards during the day and sitting on stoops in the middle of the day or having meetings in their living room with the blinds drawn down in the middle of the summer. Social club type guys, Evan, guys that hung out at Marty and Lenny's downtown New Rochelle, and I just kind of absorbed it. That's my story.
That's the story.
I wish I could give you a better story.
I was hoping for an exciting story. That was a very dull story.
I could invent something.
I figured you would.
But no, no. My Man Pots and Pans. I heard it growing up.
Yeah. Okay.
So I absorbed it.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know.
That is
you,
not on the Mount Rushmore of Cotton stories.
And let's write it down that you've said it already because we don't want to hear that one twice.
Yes, like, please. You absorbed being a crazy Met fan. You absorbed the taste for $12 shrimps. I absorbed the street life. Tough guy.
Yeah, that was some story, all right.
Yeah. Jeez. We used to get on Metro North as nine-year-olds. Go to Astor Place to get our hair shaved. Nobody was coming looking for us. Imagine being 9 years old today on a train all by yourself.
No, I could not.
Yeah. Go to the Sabret store right across from the New Rochelle train station. Probably not there anymore. Get on a train at 9 years old. No parents or guardians. Coming to Manhattan, Grand Central. Somehow get down to Astor Place, which is not that far from here. And go into a barber shop, Evan, where there was not a single pair of scissors.
So how'd they cut your hair?
With a razor.
Ah.
Yeah. That's called living.
Okay, write this story down.
Write
this
down,
was
write
as
down
bad
down.
As it gets. Oh, my
write
God.
Write down and down. I'm not going to repeat that.
He's either losing a step or two or purposely made it
I'm
boring.
Listen, I don't invent stories.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're not all good. If I invented them,
at least
they'd all be
it.
Good.
By the way.
And then you'd call me Chaz Palminteri.
By the way, did you see our boy today, Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson, everyone's raving about his thick legs.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I took out of it.
Well, Robert Saleh said he looks very thick. Zach Wilson said thank you. But I think courtesy of us, Zach Wilson was asked a very important question.
Do we have audio of it?
We have the audio of it.
Could you do it after the quick break?
The question was, when we come back, explain yourself. Are you a Ranger fan?
Oh, come on.
Or are you an Islander fan?
I already talked to his agent
what
about that.
What is the deal?
I already answered
and
that.
Zach Wilson. No, you didn't. And
Evan.
Zach Wilson had
Evan.
The spotlight on him.
Evan.
When did you answer it?
If you don't remember, a week or so ago when he was at the Ranger game, I emailed his agent. And I said, he's got to pick one or the other. Who's he rooting for? Don't you remember this?
Vaguely.
And his agent came back and said... Hold on, I'll give you the exact quote.
I don't care about his agent. I want to hear from Zach Wilson.
He said he's a big game guy.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what Zach Wilson said today. Now I'm curious. Play
well,
it now.
If Zach said I'm a big game guy, we broke that story a week ago.
I don't know if he said that.
Play it.
Play it.
I'm a hockey fan, Zach.
It's interesting. I never watched hockey my whole life, but you know we got to go to that Islanders game last year, and then this year the Rangers game. Something about that playoff hockey is just a blast. And you know, I get a lot of comments on the whole Rangers Islanders thing. It's like, really, I'm just a fan of New York. Any New York sports teams I want to support, and so, you know, they're really a blast to go out and, you know, being an MSG for a playoff game, you know, Game 7 or whatever it was, is a blast. And so that was a ton of fun.
And you were at Mets too, right?
Yeah, Mets game was fun. You know, obviously want to go to a Yankees game. You know, basketball games, of course. Once those get started up again.
He just loves everybody.
He's a fan whore.
He's a fan whore.
Yeah.
So he didn't even give the answer that the agent gave.
No, the agent said to me, I wrote to him on May 16th, got to tell Zach he's got to pick Rangers or Islanders, can't be both. His agent wrote back to me, nah, he's agnostic, just loves a big game.
Yeah, but he doesn't even love a big game. He just loves any game.
Yeah. There you go.
He loves it all.
The Mets, the Yankees.
I would think, isn't there bad weather in Utah where a kid might have grown up skating or no? So how's
is there
wrong?
Bad weather in Utah? I think in the mountains,
Utah,
I'm sure.
Like, it's cold in the winter, right?
Yeah, if you're in the mountains, you can go skiing up there, right?
Lakes freeze. I'm surprised kids in Utah don't play
hockey. But hockey's not popular. I don't think hockey's popular in Utah just because the weather may get cold occasionally.
I think it is, though.
Why?
I guess because cold weather lends itself to playing hockey.
Not necessarily. If you don't like hockey or the community
I'm gonna punch you.
Why?
Because now you're arguing, just argue.
Well, you say stupid things.
Cold weather lends itself to hockey.
You can't say dumb things and then get mad at me because I say, hey, I think that's a little dumb.
How is that dumb?
That one wasn't as dumb, in fairness. I apologize. But some of the other stuff
today
was dumb.
Don't cold weather climates lend itself to kids playing hockey outside?
More so than a warm weather climate.
So what was dumb about that?
That part wasn't dumb.
Thank you.
It's also known for its snowfall and snowboarding and skiing.
And hockey.
Yeah. It's not known for hockey, though.
Okay. Utah?
No. When have you ever heard anything associated with Utah and hockey?
I mean, to be honest, the only thing I know about Utah is polygamy. To be honest, that's and sister
wives. Wait a second. If I say to you, first thing that comes to your mind,
God,
Big Mac.
My guy. Look at it right there. No. Yep. Special sauce.
Okay.
Loogie.
Ugly.
New York.
Apple.
Utah. Polygamy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to your
mind.
Just,
I don't know. Yeah. Why, what's the first thing that comes to
Jazz.
Your mind?
Jazz.
See, your whole life can't be sports.
No, but that we use the. No,
you need other life experiences.
Give me another state. Maybe I'll give you a different answer. Go.
Okay.
Go.
San Antonio.
Texas.
No. Nah, you tried to overthink that.
No, I said
Texas. You're trying to say Spurs.
No, I was going to say Riverwalk.
Okay. Riverwalk.
Oh, you like that answer.
It's better than Spurs.
Give me one more. Go.
Cleveland.
Ohio.
Damn it. He keeps going to the state. I'm sorry.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. James Garfield.
He was from Cleveland?
There is a special tribute to Garfield
in
Cleveland.
I lived in Cleveland. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's a tower.
Is there?
James Garfield, yeah.
Are you sure? I lived there for a year.
I went there. There was no one else there. And the curator said, what brings you here? And I said, well, my grandfather was named after President Garfield. And that guy was so excited.
Yeah.
He was so excited.
It's call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
If you're into hockey, no one? Okay. No, I'm just teasing. Down 2-1, the Rangers have a home game tonight. Is that a 7 o'clock start again?
7 o'clock face-off, looking to build off of what was a very, very good Game 3 victory. And we'll see if they look for any revenge on Max Domi. I don't think they need any revenge on him.
No, you don't try to win the game. You're not looking for revenge.
Though, if you take a cheap shot at him and put Carolina on the power play, they're at a disadvantage because their power play sucks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So tonight and then Thursday, and then obviously if necessary, they would go Saturday, Monday. So you could have Memorial Day Monday.
Game seven.
Very possible. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Game six would be Saturday night at Madison Square Garden, Memorial Day weekend.
Down 2-1. If I told you you'd go to game seven, you say yes to that right now?
Yes, of course.
You do?
Yes.
You're not getting greedy?
No, you take a game seven.
You don't want to have a game six win at home?
At some point, you've got to win a game on the road, and that's not going to be easy considering the way the Canes have played in their own building. But if you can get it to a coin flip game seven, after you already showed you can win a game seven not too long ago with Igor playing as well as he played, you take your chances. Of course, I think every Ranger fan would sign for a game seven right
now.
Yeah. You're down 2-1 in the series, dude.
Yeah, but the point is, if you're up 3-2 in the series and you have game six at home, you wouldn't want a game seven in Carolina.
If my uncle, they're down 2-1. Of course, you sign for a game seven.
What?
You know what I mean. You understand. Don't make me do it.
Aunt, uncle, who knows?
If you can get to a game seven down in Raleigh, North Carolina, as difficult as it will be,
you sign up for that.
As difficult as it will be, because we know how good the Canes have been at home. Of course, you sign for that. But there's a guy I once heard who used to utter this cliche over and over
again.
What
is it?
He would say, and tell me if you've ever heard this.
Go ahead.
One shift.
Yeah. I've heard it all right. I've heard it.
One period.
He's still peddling it, and I still hear it. Yeah.
And one game at a time,
and
Craig.
Don't touch the money and all the other stuff.
And screw the Rangers button.
Yes. No, I've heard all. I've heard all of it.
I haven't heard much of the screw the Rangers button over the last couple of days. I haven't heard much about that.
You know, it's funny. The Mets scored 13 runs last night.
Yeah, I watched every one of them.
So there might be somebody in New York who was doubly happy.
What does that mean?
Well, have you ever been in a 13-run pool?
Oh, I didn't think
like,
of that.
If it's your favorite team
that
wins you the pool, which now resets it, unless, you know, there's another 13-run game this week, which sometimes
and you know how they,
some places count that as a carryover, some don't.
And the best part is they got 4 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. So they scored 7 runs in the last 2 innings.
Meaningless runs.
But the last 3 runs came against a position player named Luis Gonzalez who was pitching and throwing about, you know, 55 miles an hour. That's how they got the last 3. And Gonzalez got the first 2 outs. That's why
I was getting so many text messages or tweets, rather. Hey, your partner's pitching for the Giants.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't get that?
Well, I do now.
This is why you should stay up until 1 a.m. watching West Coast baseball.
No. I mean, that's just, come on. What are we doing?
Oh, dude, last night, J.D. Davis, who's been hitting into such bad luck, finally comes through the big game.
Ran into the net off the side of the field.
Was that the left field? Was that Darren Ruff?
I'm asking.
That was the Lindor bloop down the line, and I think Darren Ruff, the left fielder, my dog Dudley's favorite player, obviously. Ran and fell into the net. Yeah, and it was a ground rule double for Lindor.
Here is Vinny in Lodi. Vinny, what do you got, kiddo?
Oh!
Hello!
How you doing, boys?
Doing great.
An avid pool player. I play a lot of tournaments in Astoria, New York.
Yeah.
And the debate with, you know, sports, is pool considered a sport, you think?
Do you want it to be?
Yeah, how highly skilled you got to be a professional pool player.
Yeah, do you want it to be a sport? Is it important to you if people call it a sport?
It used to be on TV a lot on ESPN when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Willie Moscone. And then the women in the 90s, you had Jeanette Lee, you know, the Black Widow, you had Allison Fisher. And now it's died out so much, and it's such a great freaking sport, let me tell you.
So it is a sport.
The U.S. nine ball winner this year in Las Vegas earned
$50,000.
$50,000, that's nothing.
Well, let me explain to you why.
Does no one cares?
When that guy or gal, whoever it is, that won the nine ball tournament is able to sell 80,000 tickets for people to come watch him or her play, they'll make more than 50 grand. Remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I was thinking something, how to get Pool a little more popular.
It's never going to be more popular. And the only reason it was popular when you grew up is because there were two guys who were tremendous showmen who could do trick shots. Right? Fats and Willie Moscone.
Yeah.
And without those two guys, you and I never would have seen Pool on television. That's what it was.
Yeah, but popularity has nothing to do with something's a sport or not.
I didn't say that it did.
No, but he was using as a reason or a non-reason. It has nothing to do with them.
No, but that's why we saw Pool. Thank God for ABC's Wide World of Sports. They introduced us to Moscone and Minnesota Fats.
Well, there you go. You just answered the question. What was the name of the show?
Yeah, it doesn't mean it was a sport.
ABC Wide World of Sports. There you go.
Do you remember how the opening thing went or no?
I'm too young for it.
The thrill of victory.
Oh, yeah.
And?
The agony of defeat.
And what did they show during the agony of defeat, Evan?
I didn't watch it, so
Come
I don't know.
Come on, you know. You're a sports historian.
Yeah, but it was before
they show?
My time. I didn't watch it.
Okay, the 86 Mets were before your time.
Oh, Billy
Buckner.
But
you can quote chapter
and
verse.
That's different, because I care about it. I didn't care about a TV show that was before my time.
What was on the screen?
I'd have to guess.
The thrill of victory.
So I'd say the agony of defeat.
Ball
going through Buckner's legs. We'll go with that.
This goes back well before the 86 Mets.
All right, we'll go with...
You're never going to guess. So
no, I'm
going to
guess.
You.
No, yeah. I want to play the game. You ask me, I'm going to answer it.
You got two more guesses.
Ralph Branca giving up the home run to Bobby Thompson.
No, it's a... it's frankly, you could say it's a fringe sport if it's a sport at all.
Oh, really? So it's not even big... Okay.
It's not the big four, I can tell you that. And amazingly, the person in the video...
Yeah.
Uninjured.
Oh, someone fell off a horse.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Go ahead then. What is it?
It's a skier coming down like a steep hill.
Oh, yeah.
Falls off the mountain.
I think I vaguely remember seeing that, maybe.
Skis go everywhere.
When did that end?
Topples over.
When did that stop airing?
Into the 80s.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere in the 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I was born in 83. That's why I'm curious.
I think it ended.
Before my time. So I think for anyone under 40, it's before your time.
I don't know the last year of it. And I don't even know why they stopped it, I guess, because the habits of viewers changed, I suppose. Or, you know, boxing wasn't as popular. Howard Cosell got fired, all that stuff.
ABC.
But it was into the late 80s, I would bet.
Let's see. 1998? No. Really? It went into the late 90s?
No, did it really?
That's what I'm reading, on ABC. I do not remember growing up.
Tim Anderson has done an interview on the heels of Josh Donaldson being suspended. Tim Anderson did not have an opinion either way on the punishment. He did say, now this was interesting, he confirmed that Josh Donaldson called him Jackie back in 2019, which Donaldson said kind of as part of his defense.
Mm-hmm.
He claims today that he didn't like it back then, and there was no contact between the two while Donaldson was in Minnesota. Then all of a sudden, you know, Saturday, the poop hits the fan, and here we go again, right? Tim Anderson, after being called Jackie by Donaldson in 2019, this is a quote now, I told him, we never have to talk again. I won't speak to you. You won't speak to me if that's how you're going to refer to me as. I knew he knew exactly what he was doing. Anderson, to his credit, I think, says the incident is behind him. I can definitely move on, but I'm not looking for no friendship or relationship from that behalf, meaning Donaldson.
Yeah.
What do you make out of that? Bygones, right?
Pretty much what we all assumed, that Donaldson did refer to him as that years ago.
So Donaldson didn't lie about anything, to be fair.
No, he didn't lie, but he's still a jackass.
Maybe.
Well, you don't think he is? You don't need every baseball player in America to tell you he's a jackass before you believe he's a jackass?
Wow, Evan. Aren't you the guy who said you make decisions for yourselves? You don't just listen to other people?
Well, I listen.
Have you ever met Josh Donaldson?
I have not.
So how do you know he's not a great guy?
Because I think when most major
league... I never met him.
Because when most Major League Baseball players, teammates included...
Yeah.
And former teammates and opponents all universally say that a guy is a certain way, and not one person. Have you heard from a former teammate who's come out to defend him?
I opened the show. I have not.
Okay. But so I think sometimes when it's that overwhelming, you have to take the word of the vast majority.
It does seem convenient for you to go in that direction.
Why? I'm just
because
being honest.
Because you yelled at me a few weeks ago.
About what?
For not, you know, coming up with my own conclusion and merely relying on the Hall of Famers that are Chris Chelios and the boring Mark Messier.
Right.
And you said, why don't you think for yourself,
and
Craig?
And you never did.
Why don't you I did when
Here's
Gretzky
what I
told
think
me
for
I
myself
wrong.
With ignoring every other player's opinion. It was not racist.
All right, so we're all locked up on that.
Yeah, I don't think it was racist, but I think it was Josh Donaldson's way of trying to get to him. And he knows what he's doing. I agree with Anderson's take. I'm sure he was doing it for years. It sounds as if, based on Anderson's quote, he confronted Josh in 2019 to tell him, I don't like this. And Donaldson continued doing it because he is who he is. He's a ball buster. He's a jackass.
He continued doing it. 3 years passed, and then he did it again.
Well, so he did it again. That's the same thing.
I don't know. Like, I appreciate Anderson saying it's bygones. I'm moving on. He and I don't have to be friends. I got plenty of friends. I respect that. And that's a very mature stance and should put it to rest, don't you think? Like, will people let it rest now or no?
I think, unfortunately, he's got to drop the appeal on the suspension because once that verdict is announced, it becomes a story again. And here's all that matters. I mean, what Tim Anderson said is fine. What you say is fine. What I say is fine. What matters is his teammates. And you had the most prominent New York Yankee come out yesterday and said he didn't like that he called him Jackie.
Yeah, he didn't like the whole situation.
Honestly, for where we live here in New York, if we're looking at the baseball aspect of things, that's the biggest story. That is. The biggest story is what happens in that room and what his teammates think about it. Now, it doesn't
Did I read it right? He apparently did talk to the Yankee teammates afterwards,
and
right?
Aaron Judge said, look, we're ready to move on.
Okay,
but the point is, if we're going to go back and now debate the Jackie line, I'm just going to sit back and tell you the best player on the New York Yankees had a problem with it.
I agree with
you. And if you're a Yankee fan, that's who you should be listening to because he's your team right now.
Yeah, you know,
he's your captain. He's your franchise. And Aaron Judge had no reason to BS, no reason to lie. He publicly said, I didn't like the fact that he called him Jackie.
Yep. Joe Kelly called him a douche. All right, that's
fine. You know
fine.
Who else is a douche?
Go.
Joe Kelly.
Is he a douche?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's, you don't put a lot of stock in that. Why is Joe Kelly a douche?
You new to being a Yankee fan?
Huh?
You new
why
to being
you
a Yankee fan?
Why don't you walk us through why Joe Kelly's a douche?
Tyler Austin?
Huh?
Tyler Austin?
Yeah.
Hmm? The Astros? Though the Astros stuff with Joe Kelly was actually kind of cool. Joe Kelly's very, he's out there and he'll tell you how he feels. So
right?
He's not always a douche. He's just,
He can be douchey.
He can be douchey, yeah. Because there have been times in which I'm like, Joe Kelly's crazy and I love it.
Right.
But then there are times in which you don't like Joe Kelly. But it's not surprising that Joe Kelly had a strong opinion about somebody.
Tell you what, if I'm Josh Donaldson, I better start hitting the ball too. Because that's where you lose everybody.
Well, you need to make sure right now privately that your teammates are cool with you.
I'm sure that has to have happened.
Well,
at this
it
point.
Seems like it has.
Unless
but
he's not there because of the COVID stuff. Like, he's not allowed to be in the locker room right now. So this thing played out. He was there.
Right.
He did speak to the team. So that's the right thing to do, veteran move. Try to, you know, make sure everyone's cool, move on. My bad, guys. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry for the distraction. Whatever he said, who the hell knows. But now he's not physically there.
Right.
So it's an interesting thing where, you know, people, you know, listen, this happens. I don't care if you're baseball players, football players, or sorority girls. They're talking about him behind his back. There's no doubt. It's the nature of the beast.
And they don't like being asked about it either. I mean,
they
athletes
hate being
don't want to have to comment
Paul
on
Paul O'Neill is on a book tour trying to promote a book he wrote. He doesn't want to talk about it. So you know the active players don't want to talk about
That's why the biggest thing he's got to figure out, and maybe he already has, because Aaron Judge pretty much said we're ready to move on. You just have to make sure that your teammates are cool with you. Because that's always the biggest threat from this.
Do you think they get him a pinata like the Mets got Buck Showalter for his birthday?
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
No, I don't get
Do
that
Do you
impression.
Think when they're on the road, guys go out to dinner with him?
I think he's got friends on the team. Look, he's only been a New York Yankee for 2 months, right?
Right.
And arguably less than that, depending on when you want to count when is he a New York Yankee. So I think that there are probably a lot of Yankees that don't hate him yet. But he is an expiration date baseball player. You could just feel it. He's the kind of guy who, after a year or two, starts to be disliked by his teammates. Look at his resume. Look at Oakland. Look at Toronto. Look at Atlanta. Look at Cleveland. Like, there are examples where eventually his teammates are like, all right, I'm done with him.
Right.
Hopefully, if you're a Yankee fan, it's still early on. And you know what doesn't help? And I don't believe this is related. I want to make this clear, and I don't think you do either. It doesn't help that since the incident, they're 0-3. Like, you don't want to have that as a talking point or a thing. Now, right. I don't believe they've lost these games because of Josh Donaldson. I don't think you believe they've lost these games because of Josh Donaldson.
I don't.
But you don't want that narrative even out there that, oh, since the Donaldson thing, they're 6-9 or whatever they are.
Right, right. Sad to say, I don't know if I should bring this up or not, but I'm going to.
Bring it up.
There was a school shooting within the last couple hours down in Texas. An 18-year-old walked into an elementary school. There are 14 students dead, one teacher dead. I believe they have killed the shooter. It's an ongoing situation right now. There's no terrorism nexus, according to the Counterterrorism Operations Center. But this is as bad and ugly a scene as you could ever possibly imagine. And it's not what we do here on the show. But I have to mention, it's happening. And we're going to learn a lot more about it here.
Well, it also, it is close to home because it wasn't that long ago we experienced Sandy Hook near our community. How many years ago?
Yeah, not that. Yeah, this is terrible. I believe they did get the shooter.
The shooter is dead.
Yeah, so that's confirmed.
He was a high school student, 18 years old. He's dead. He's also just a horrific, he should rot, obviously. And now you've got 15 people in this moment who have innocently lost their lives.
14 students.
Students.
Ugh. In an elementary school. Yeah. So this is
the horror that I think all of us have when we send our kids to school, this fear.
We shouldn't have this fear, but how do you not have
this fear?
How can
you
not?
Not when you hear news like this.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, the gunman barricaded himself inside the school, had a shootout with Border Patrol, and was shot and killed during that shootout. 14 elementary school kids and one teacher. Oh, yeah. That's just crazy. That is nuts. That's been confirmed now by Governor Greg Abbott. It's called the Robb, R-O-B-B, Elementary School. And the 18-year-old was a boy named Salvador Roma, who's a student at Uvalde High School. I know nothing about this part of Texas at all, but I know this is one of the worst shootings in a very long time in this country. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.